FM 107.9.
Bay FM 107.9.
That is correct. It is Bay FM 107.9. And your time checker is exactly 10 past 4. And I promised you the most prestigious content creator. He's recognized for his work and he's definitely ambassadorial material. So he's won the best content social media creator. And everyone knows him as the guy that introduces Bobby the dog. You know that videos that make you laugh all the time? That was like early hours in the morning where he actually gives you insights about LSM and demographics and sociographics of your audience. So he's pretty clued up in what he's doing. So Neutral God, how are you today? Are you good? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, you know what I need you to do? Just move a bit. Just move around a bit and just speak because it's a bit foggy.
You can't hear me.
I can hear you a bit better. Just okay. Move around. That is way. Yes, that is way better. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So everyone knows you as Neutral God, with the guy that has these amazing, funny videos. But what is your name? Your birth certificate name. Let's just clear the air for that.
Oh, my name is Ndivuwo. It's a vendor name. I'm a vendor. I was raised in Venda. I just came here in Gauteng just to hustle. But my full name is Ndivuwo Mohanelwa.
Yes, that is your real name. I'm not going to even try that because I do not want to embarrass myself. But, so how did you find this path of being a social media content creator start, you know? How did that start for you?
Honestly, for me, when it started, I wasn't aware that I'm going to start. I wasn't aware that I'm going to boom or anything. I was just doing content. Like, I started by just posting funny stuff on Facebook, and I could see that people, they actually interact, and they're loving what I'm saying, and they're commenting, and they're sharing. I was like, wow. So it started in 2013. Yeah. 2013. So I had a page that grew to almost 200,000 on Facebook in 2013. And then I just realized that, no, this thing is big. It's no longer just, you know, I can start businesses around it and start branching into other social media, because I was only on Facebook. So I just decided to go with all of the social platforms, and I could see the reactions. People were liking what I was doing. I started creating memes with Nonchill in Mzansi, and from Nonchill in Mzansi with memes, and then I started doing these videos. But yeah.
And now you've branched out with your own clothing brand, and obviously it's become a label, you know, and people know you by that. So what was the biggest misconception about basically being a media content creator?
The thing is, people think that you can just gain followers, but then they don't understand that as content creators, you need to actually put the work. I mean, putting out the content, and you have to be consistent with that. Whatever that you're good at, if you're good at making people laugh, I mean, that's putting out the work, because you're working. It's not easy. If you're going to take a video of yourself and edit it, put it, it's, you know, people just think, okay, you can just gain followers because you're cute. Yes, there are people who just gain followers because they're cute, but then also taking a picture and editing it is the work, you know? And having to be consistent is also something that is considered to be a job, you know? Because, I mean, we struggle to be consistent. So, yeah, a lot of people think social media, it's actually not a thing, but then looking at the current situation now, especially in the world, everyone is indoors, you know, people are actually indoors on their phones, and they can't be able to go to work, you know. It just makes sense that, I mean, social media is the only thing that they can go to, you know. I always say to my people who follows me, that our new outside is the internet. When you say you're going out, let's say you want to dress up and look good and to be seen, you no longer really go out, you just post, and then you get not seen by people on social media. They like, they comment, they compliment you. The new compliments are becoming comments, stuff like that. So social media is actually a good thing, and I think people should start thinking about it. If they're not in social media, it's actually a good platform to start businesses, to build profiles. But yeah, you have to be willing to put out the work. That's the only thing that I can say about it.
And then obviously COVID-19 hit, and then more people were on their phones because they had no reason to keep themselves busy. I've seen you work with Savannah, the alcohol beverage cider, as well as, yeah, I've seen on the digital platform how you've been elevated, your influence as well. You've given classes. I've attended about 2 classes that you've given. So how has COVID-19 actually elevated you in this realm?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, now everyone is online, you know, and the attention is there. But then we actually, in South Africa, we lack a lot of content suppliers. We have a lot of people who consume. If you can go to your live view, to your Instagram now, you see a lot of people are live, and then a lot of people are watching, you know. So I just realized, you know what, I mean, the only way to get attention or to get followers, you have to give value to people. Especially this time, because now everyone is online. So if I want to be noticed, I have to be giving value. You know, so I started those classes to actually make people understand that social media is a new game. That, I mean, if you start doing it now, especially when people are online, you can grow. And once you grow, brands will start noticing you, and then they want to work with you. You know, and like you said, I'm working currently with Savannah. And there's more campaigns that are put on hold that, I mean, I don't want to be overworking myself. But yeah, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things. And the brands now are starting to look into social media influencers as well, just to showcase their products and also just raise their awareness about the specific products. And they're looking for influencers. But then for you to be an influencer, you really need to be out there on the internet.
Yeah, so your branding and your marketing aspects of social media, right? Also, during one of your classes, you mentioned, I don't know if I can say this on air because we were only but a few in the class. You mentioned something about a phone app. Are you going to disclose that, or are you just going to leave it to hang?
I mentioned something like what? I didn't get it.
A phone app. One of your phone apps that you busy.
Oh, yes. The app. Coming, yes. The app is more based on the user side, so it's going to be helpful because we realize that a lot of people don't want to put content. So that app will be helping those who doesn't want to put content because of, you know, they're shy or they feel like getting one like is not enough. So it's going to come with a lot of features that are going to be helping people, and then it will be more easier for people to think of not that.
Okay, I just need you to move again a bit. The line was breaking up there for a while.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
my USB didn't take it so bad.
Yes, yeah. That is better. That is way better. And then you mentioned something about your editing your own videos and stuff. And then obviously a point of mind resilience and hard focused needs to be an attribute of a person that wants to get big as you are. So can you just help us understand what keeps you resilient and what keeps your heart focused as an individual?
To be honest, like I said, it starts with passion. You have to be passionate about what you do. And I wasn't really thinking of money when I started because I was already working by that time. So for me, it was just like, okay, let me just entertain people. But then now it's turning to be a business. You know, like you said, I'm starting a clothing brand, no show. And it all started from me creating content. And now once you grow, you can see that there's an opportunity, you know. So for me to keep focused, it's just, I'm just doing this because I love it. And then for money, if it comes, that's just going to be a bonus on top of it, you know. I always tell people that do what you love. Don't do things for money because, I mean, if the money's not coming, you're going to leave. So for me, whether money's coming or not, I'll keep doing it because I love doing it, you know. Well, that's what keeps me focused. It's my hobby. I don't know if you understand.
I do. I definitely do. And any closing words to encourage others in your position that wants to pursue this as well?
The one thing that I always tell my people is that they must actually find out what they're good at, and they must teach people that specific thing that they're good at. By doing that, they'll be so shocked to see how many people they didn't know and how many people appreciate and follow. And once they grow, they're now starting to become an influencer, and so they can collaborate with different brands. I mean, good to get paid by brands, but just posting. You know, a lot of people post every day, but they post it for free. How about you post and get paid in return? I mean, it's simple. It's just about you having to put out the work, and then if you're consistent enough, you'll grow. And then when you grow, that's when it comes. I mean, it's a side hustle. You can be a teacher at the same time still posting and getting paid, you know. So, yeah, people should really look at this social media thing, because I mean, I think the world is moving digital now, and this is the right time to actually start profiles and grow your businesses online.
So, yes, Natural God, where do we find you? And please answer this question. What are we going to vote for you for? Because I know I voted about 4 times for you for the specific thing. So I think maybe you should tell the listeners what to vote for. But first, let them know where they can find you on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, as well as Facebook. You can go ahead.
Okay. And firstly, thanks for the vote. And just to give you an update, currently we are leading with votes. So if people want to follow me, I'm on Instagram, NotSure_God, NotSure_God. On Twitter as well is NotSure_God. And on Facebook is Ndibu Mwanerwa, Ndibu Mwanerwa Coach. And on TikTok is NotSureGod, one word. And yeah, I've been nominated for City Awards, under the nominees Influencer of the Year and also Media Personality of the Year. To vote, you just have to SMS 012 NotSureGod, one word. So 012 space NotSureGod, one word, to 35029. Or maybe if you don't understand, you can just jump on my Instagram, everything there, just to see what answer. Because now I can say it, but now people can't get it right. But then, yeah, if for those who have pens and papers, it's 012 space NotSureGod to 3502.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, and I do wish you the best. Thank you so much for opening this field of, I think, influence that we can tap into on a digital platform. And yeah, bless your future endeavors, and I only wish you so much wisdom and prosperity for your dreams ahead, you know. So all the best for the voting. I do hope you win. I know I've been voting almost every day.
Thank you.
Least.
I will, obviously. If you voted, I'm going to win. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Natural. Have a good afternoon further, and God bless. Goodbye.